Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Jeff Hathorn, our man, he joins right now. Duncan, the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. We are that Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. 7 on Tuesdays, that's one of the times we talk to Jeff. Hello, Jeff. How you doing?
Morning, guys.
Jeff, free agency, Steelers, the cap numbers came out yesterday. Will they be active, or will they try to address the heavy lifting in the draft? Tell me.
I think they'll be active. They've been active the last couple of years. Now, they've got to figure out who they want and who they're able to sign of their current free agents. And obviously, we've discussed Cam Sutton. I think that's still top of the list and someone they would like to sign. And we'll just kind of see if they're in the same ballpark with what Cam wants. But, yeah, I think they'll be – I mean, they're not going to be the most aggressive, and it's kind of scary that the team with the most cap room is – Cincinnati.
Jeff, who are some guys on the roster that they can restructure to expand their cap possibilities? Who are some guys on the roster that we can keep an eye out for to restructure their contract?
Well, William Jackson, I mean, that's the guy that there's no way they're going to pay him $10 million in salary, that kind of salary going into next year. So that either is a, restructure or release, however they're going to do that. And they could do it with Watt and Minka and Cam. They could push that money down the road if they want to. And obviously that could be a tough game depending on how you structure everything. But I think those are the three big contracts that you're able to make some wiggle room for. And you think offensively, other than, Deontay, and it's a one-year deal, you really don't have big contracts on that side where you'd have to rework other than a couple of offensive linemen. And then that's that danger of, do you want to be paying guys that may not be here in a couple of years?
Jeff, we're going to hear clips later in the show from Pat Freiermuth talking about some of the limitations that were put on Kenny Pickett in his first year as quarterback. When you look back on it now, how differently should the situation have been handled with Pickett and when they decided to insert him into the lineup and then the latitude they were willing to give him once they did insert him into the lineup?
Well, you had to see what he could handle. And again, I think it's more a Tomlin thing than a Canada thing. I think those are the marching orders from Tomlin of hey, we can't turn it over. We want to keep this simple. Just almost playing not to lose offensively. And then as the season went on, you saw a little bit more as they saw more of what Kenny could handle. As for the way they handled the situation, I'm still of the belief they did Kenny is solid by making him work his way up through and earn his teammates' respect. When they had the Mitch deal and veterans wanted to see a more veteran guy start the season, I don't have an issue with how they started the season. I mean, the assumption is that it would have been so much better if Kenny would have started the first couple of games, but we don't know that 100%, and I understand the logic, but behind why they started with Mitch and then fairly quickly went to Kenny.
When you look at the Philadelphia Eagles, 9-8 last year and obviously going to the Super Bowl now, what would the Steelers need to do, unrealistic as it may seem, to get from where they are now at 9-8 to a team that could be playing at least on championship weekend as soon as next year, Jeff?
Yeah, draft in the top 10 and get a Lane Johnson and you know, get a Devontae Smith and make a trade for a stud wide receiver. I mean, they've just done a really good job in building that team. And, you know, even when you look at their offensive line and how dominant they are, they only have one first rounder, and that's Johnson. They were able to get him at 4 overall. And then on the other side of the ball, I mean, more and more as this process is going through, more and more I'm looking at that defensive line, because I see what Philly does with that D-line. And, man, when you've got a D-line like that, you could do so many things. And take out of the fact that, you know, San Francisco is without a quarterback, but just throughout the season and how dominant they were. I mean, that Steeler game, that's a hell of a defense they've got over there.
Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. I want to shift it off a little bit and kind of change tracks just a little bit and talk about Pitt basketball for one moment, Jeff. You're around this program. You've seen a lot of their games. Yeah. And is Jeff – this is something I want to get to the bottom of, though, because I'm curious, because I do not know the answer to this. Now that as they're winning and they've turned it around some, is Jeff Capel in the mode of thanks to the people who stuck by us through this, or is he more of the, yeah, screw the people that said we couldn't do this? Because there a lot of coaches, they fall into one or two categories when they go through a down spell and then come back.
You know, I think he's more in the camp of, hey, thanks to people that stood by us. He's trying to make sure that he stays in the moment. You know, he's been asked a lot of questions about how they've been able to build this, and he'll give answers. He had an analogy yesterday about how it's like wine, that you start growing the grapes, and at first you produce some wine, and then as you go, it goes farther on and you have success, the wine tastes better because of the roots that you established. And that's what he's look at the analogy he was with the program. But I don't think he's bitter to people that, or really has given much thought. That's really not him. Like, and that's probably as much a Coach K thing, that, you know, you just kind of worry about yourself. I don't think he really has paid a lot of attention to naysayers that are at least coming after him.
Jeff, what's a blatant difference that you've seen from this year's Pitt team than, you know, the first few years of Jeff Capel's head coaching career here at Pitt? What's a huge blatant difference that you've seen from their success this year that they didn't have in the past?
That they like each other and they play for each other. I think that's a huge difference with this team. I mean, and maturity has done it. I mean, you've got a number of guys that have come from other schools that are looking at either last or next to last opportunities, and they realize, like, this is it. There's a sense of urgency. They're anxious to show what they could do. And it bonded not just during the wins, but even during the losses early on. There was no finger pointing. They found a way, and they make the extra pass. And I think that shows you how well they trust each other. You know, they don't get upset if Blake takes a shot from 28 feet because they feel like they're still all in this together, and there's no heads down when they make mistakes or they get late in games and they've blown a lead. I mean, it's a team that feeds off each other. They've been a lot of fun to watch.
Jeff, to shift lanes once again, 31 days until the NHL trade deadline. A third of that time, though, is going to be spent during this All-Star break bye week time. Is there any reason to suspect that Bo Horvat getting dealt to the Islanders spurs Ron Hextall and the Penguins into some kind of action?
I mean, maybe. What they're dealing with, though, with their cap situation is, okay, if you're going to make that deal, who are you getting rid of? And then, you know, well, you could get rid of Dumoulin. Well, you've got to assume that there's a trade market or value for Dumoulin or Jeff Carter or somebody like, hey, if we get rid of this guy, we can add another piece. You know, what you might see is just a player or two at first to salary dump to try to put themselves in a position to add a small piece. But you're just not going to see them have the ability, barring some kind of blockbuster, of them really shaking up what they're going to do. And I think that's what they wrestle with and why you haven't seen the idea of, okay, we could trade this for this, but how much impact and can we make it work cap-wise? I mean, they're kind of stuck with the group they have unless they really want to shake it up and take a guy that they might think would be a part of their future and and send them out and get something in returning and get a little bit younger. Here's what I think the Penn's biggest problem, and they had that coming into the season. They have to figure out what they are. And if they are still going to go forward with, hey, we signed this core back, we're going to go for it, I don't know how many moves they could realistically make without affecting their opportunity to make the playoffs this year.
Jeff, if the NCAA tournament started today, if the Stanley Cup playoffs started today, the Penguins and Pitt would be in. Which of the two do you think is more likely to miss out on the postseason?
You know, the Pens do have a few games in hand. And they, you know, so I want to say that there's still another run in them, but I really like the way Pitt basketball is playing. Their schedule looks favorable. I think it's Pitt basketball.
All right, you're a pretty level-headed man. You're actually one of the most level-headed people I've ever met in my life. I'll just be frank with you. Whenever there's a forecast like there was today, and you don't necessarily see the forecast, and then you get snow, or it's forecasted for a bunch of snow, and then you don't get any, does Jeff Hathorn get upset with any meteorologists? How do you handle that? I've never asked you this question. I think it's a good conversation. This is kind of a Starkey-esque conversation. Continue, Jeff.
You know, you remember the late, great Paul Meyer with the Post-Gazette?
Oh, yes.
That conversation was had with him, myself, and Larry Richard once. And it kind of worked out all the angst because Paul just broke it down to its natural form. And he turned to Larry and said, you know, when they razz you for missing a forecast, do you ever turn to them and just say, boy, that shooting on the north side, you guys didn't see that coming, did you? Where were your predictions? But no, that was Paul had a way of kind of like, hey, I just look at the weather and say, I know you're wrong, so I'm not going to get too worked up about what's going on.
There we are. Fair. Paul Meyer, the late Paul Meyer on Budsman. He said to me, do you ever see that scene column in the Post-Gazette? And I said, yeah, the scene column, all the parties. He said, every one of those people pictured in there is someone I'd never go to a party with.
And he could party.
I said, okay, fair. Every single one.
I'm impressed you managed to repeat that entire sentence while omitting the 17 expletives Paul probably littered it with, Jeff. Very good work by you.
So quick Paul Meyer story. When I first was starting at Three Rivers, they had the press box was open, and they used to have the hot dog launcher. And we're sitting there in the press box, and Paul's typing something, and he gets hit in the head with a hot dog launched from the field. He starts losing his mind, and Greg Brown is in the booth and just riding it. Like, oh, man, look at Paul got a free hot dog. Look how happy. Hey, Paul. And he does this whole bit. And meanwhile, Paul is, like, losing his mind. But the beauty that you learn afterwards is that, you know, he laughed about it afterwards. But in the moment, it was quite something to see.
Not very funny. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jeff. You're the best. There's snow out there. I'm warning you. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, guys.
There he is, Jeff Hathorn. Super. Oh, man. Paul, I thought of Paul Meyer just the other day about something. Oh, about spring training. That people are starting. I saw a video from the Mets. They're like loading up their training truck. And they were driving it down there. And I thought about this is about the time every year Paul Meyer would get a pallet of beer delivered to his spring training abode.
Smart.
He'd get the distributor and get a whole pallet of beer, which that's a big move. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of beer. Anyway, that was Jeff Hathorn. Thank you to him. Brad Spielberger at 8 o'clock. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. These guys there for you. Injured in an accident, Shendorovich, Shendorovich, and Fishman want to help you out. It's also tax season. So listen to this. Here's a question. Let me relate it to taxes for you involving Shendorovich, Shendorovich, and Fishman. Let's say the IRS knocked on your door. They do it like this. IRS. And you say, hey, hi, IRS. How you doing? I'm the guy that lives here. And they say, I've got an opportunity for you. Do you want to pay 40% on your income or 25%? You'd go, I'd want to pay 25%, right? No brainer. Everyone would. So why would anyone choose to pay 40% of their personal injury settlement? You just wouldn't. You'd pay 25% if given the choice. Well, bingo. You do have the choice with Shendorovich, Shendorovich, and Fishman. Not only is their fee 25%, all calls and consultations are free. They front all the costs, including medical records and expert reports. So you go with Shendorovich, Shendorovich, and Fishman. 1-888-98-TWINS. That's 1-888-98-TWINS. Shendorovich, Shendorovich, and Fishman. They got your back, not your wallet.
Pitt football schedule released yesterday. They'll take on Syracuse in Yankee Stadium on November 11th. They'll head to Morgantown September 16th, and they'll open up their season with Wofford. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Doran.
Thank you, Adam. Guys, I know there's a lot of pressure when you're thinking of getting engaged. What if you don't get her the right ring? What if she doesn't like it? What if you pay too much? It's simple. Buy from Noah Gabriel & Company Jewelers. You can relax because they take all the pressure off of you with their perfect ring guarantee. That means if for any reason she doesn't love her engagement ring, they'll make her a brand new ring that she will absolutely, absolutely love. Now that is peace of mind. If you want a yes, visit Noah Gabriel & Company Jewelers at Ross Park Mall, the Pontry Shops in Wexford, or visit them online at noahgabrielco.com. That's noahgabrielco.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, got two of them, double barrel breakfast bites from upstate New York, western New York, I don't know, somewhere in between, Syracuse, New York. Jim Boeheim, this is spectacularly great because he's such a jerk. He really is. How about one time, Starkey was ripping him apart, and Boeheim called, and he answered the phone. We got the phone, he got the message, and then called him back, and Starkey said he had a nice conversation with him. I think he ripped him in a column. And then he was ripping them on the air, and Boeheim called.
There is nobody that reads press clippings more and reacts to them than Jim Boeheim.
Yeah, well,
he reads everything.
This was last week. Listen to the very end here.
It's the second game you lost by 4 points in the span of 8 days. Why can't your team close out the games?
We're done.
All right, we're done, and he walks off. So that was last week. Now, yesterday, they took the floor against Virginia. And they, you know, they had a player in Benny Williams. He's played 20 games this year. And all of a sudden, he wasn't around. He wasn't there. Wasn't in uniform. Very fair question to ask. Where's the guy that's played 20 games and been a pretty big part of your team? Now, the audio's a little muffled here, but give a listen.
Coach, what's the status on Benny Williams?
Is that your question? That's the most important question you have.
Was not important today.
Is that your most important question here?
I'm just curious, what's not important?
I will answer it.
Right.
Your attitude isn't really good either. Benny took a personal day. You will be back at practice on Wednesday.
Okay. He said, is that your most important question? Is that your most important question? And I don't really like your attitude asking it. I mean, the thing that always astounds me with Syracuse is this. Just forget the journalism school. It's an incredibly great journalism school. But just from a sheer university standpoint, it's a very good university. It's hard to get into and has been for a long time. It is a prestigious university that is a very good one. The fact, and he has been their most high-profile employee for 25 or 30 years. The fact that the people, and there's a lot of rich alumni, I guess, by allowing him to continue to act like this, and he always does, that's the part that blows me away, where rich people don't step in. Because if they don't, that means they condone it. The fact they've not ever stepped in and go, you're just a jerk. We got to quit allowing this person to be the person that is out in front of our university. Like, this is, he's the equivalent of Coach K to what Coach K was to Duke. Boeheim is, he's the most high-profile person probably that's ever been associated with, outside of, you know, Jim Brown.
Yeah.
And they continue to just go, oh, that's just Boeheim. That floors me. Because it's not some podunk university. It's a very good school.
Do you think that they're worried? I mean, do you think that they just, you know, like, he is such a big figure that they don't want to even step on any toes?
I don't get it. Because yeah. I think he's a gross underachiever, too. He's had wins in championships essentially taken away from him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he should have probably done more with his career and with the talent that he's had.
And at this point, if you include his time as an assistant, it's over 50 years
right.
he's been there. And they've allowed him, they've allowed their university to become synonymous with him. Like, if it wasn't the big walking orange, he would be the mascot for that place.
Correct.
I don't think that's not what I would want for my school.
He ran someone over on the highway.
Yeah.
I mean, and you look at, and you think about the vast media landscape in this country, a lot of the most successful broadcasters have come from Syracuse. And so there is an allegiance there to what is their flag-waving program, their basketball program in that dome that they all love so much. So they don't call that guy to the carpet. The most powerful people in media don't call him to the carpet because they're all fans.
You say allegiance, I say fear. And it's, you know, it's crazy to me that this guy, and he does this with the Daily Orange, with their student newspaper, all the time. So there's so many people that are high profile in journalism that have been schooled at that newspaper and have come through with doing that. And the fact that no one does this, they never get on the other side of it and was like, you know what? I can't believe I put up with his nonsense whenever I was 18 years old. What a self-important windbag jerk that essentially has one national championship right now in 2013. That's it. That's all he's got. With all the talent that he's had there.
I mean, that question was such an important question, though. That's the thing that just is, I'm floored by it. Like, you know, is that the best question you have? Yeah, because the guy's played 20 games and he wasn't here today.
The guy played. One of the big players was just mysteriously not there. How are you going to try to muscle me into not asking that question?
Just answer the damn
question. And again, it's not once in a while. It's not here and there. It's multiple times every year. I'm actually shocked when he goes through a press conference and isn't a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's such a weird dynamic. It's cultish. I'll say it. Syracuse yes. basketball is cultish. The way that they look at the figure that is Jim Boeheim and allow him to act the way that he does.
Without question. And remember when him and Jim Calhoun would go back and forth?
Yeah.
That's another jerk off, Jim Calhoun. A lot of these basketball coaches are jags.
I mean, no, but Boeheim takes the cake.
He does.
All right. Yeah. All right. Super Bowl question. Donnie Football had one I thought that was spectacular yesterday. We dive into that. Brad Spielberger, top of the hour. Shelby Cassese, this hits different. In the 8 o'clock hour as well. FanDuel, bet on the games. That's the thing to do. Bet on the game. This year, the only app you need at your Super Bowl party, FanDuel, partnership with Valley Forge, America's number one sportsbook. Download FanDuel right now. Use promo code FAN, F-A-N, so you can bet a Super Bowl 57 with a no-sweat first bet. You get up to $3,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win.
Yep, download FanDuel today, the official partner of 93.7 The Fan, because they're going to let you bet on everything. Moneyline. Point spread, TD scores, other player props, they're all in there. Combine them for one of those same game parlays, maybe. All on a top-rated sportsbook app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Best of all, you get paid your winnings instantly. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and plug in our promo code FAN, F-A-N. That's how you claim your no-sweat first bet on Super Bowl 57, up to $3,000 back in bonus bets if that first bet doesn't win. And make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present NPA, first online real money wager only, $10 deposit required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Brad Spielberger, top of the hour. We'll get into a little more salary cap stuff with Brad Spielberger. He's got it locked down from Pro Football Focus. Donnie Football, our man, check out his wing thing that he's doing. It's on our website. You can meet him, eat wings, drink beer. That's his speed. That's a fastball right on a fastballs don't go on a tee. That's just a home run shot right on a tee for Donnie. If you want to eat wings and drink beer with him, all the dates and everything are right there on our website. He had something that he called a hot take, and I don't think it's a hot take. I think it's actually a really good take. So he put this on social media yesterday. Donnie produces the PM team. He does a very fine job, and he's a funny guy, and he's a smart guy. So he writes, hot take, I actually have almost no desire to ever witness a Super Bowl in person unless it's for free/work. Used to be the top of my bucket list, but it's turned into a gigantic high-class social event. That ain't my crowd. I'd be happier watching it with the boys 10 out of 10 times. And he retweeted with that, quote tweeted, I should say, a tweet from Darren Revelle that says, the current price for this view at the Super Bowl is $6,619 a seat. And it's like a third deck front row seat. I don't know if it's a front row, but it's like the third deck. It's not a terrible seat, but it's $6,600. So all that being said, I don't think this is a hot take from Donnie. And what it also does is it really hammers home the importance of the AFC and NFC championships continuing to be on home fields. Don't ever play those on neutral sites. I agree. I've been to Super Bowls, and they are increasingly becoming distant from a football game. They've always been an event. From Super Bowl I, they've been an event. But now, it is probably too much an event.
Yeah, I mean, even to this day, I was looking at my emails yesterday. I still get tickets to all the different parties that you can go to. I mean, but they're exclusive parties. Yeah, I know, Crowley. They're legit. They're legit now. But I have no wanted to actually go to the game. I mean, the prices are so much. Even when I was playing, they would give us two tickets to every Super Bowl, and I would just sell them. And you could sell them for, you know, back then, 10 years ago, for a pretty decent price. But I have no want to go attend a Super Bowl matchup. But I would go to the parties.
Well, I mean, if my team were in it and you gave me tickets or greatly discounted tickets, absolutely, I'm going. But that's part of the problem is it's not a realistic thing for the everyday fan to attend anymore. It's a corporate sponsorship event, really. Or people outlay half their savings in order to go to the game. And then, what, you know, there's a chance your team loses. There's a chance your team is back next year with a better team. Who knows? There's a million different ways it can go. But it's just not – it doesn't really include the average everyday fan anymore.
Now, is it supposed to, though?
What's that?
Is it supposed to – is this event supposed to include the everyday
fan? No, it's supposed to be – well – here's the thing. I think that it should it's whatever percentage you want to put on it. I think there should be a percentage of fans that are season ticket holders or whatever from each place, and then it should be very exclusive from there. I used to think it should be 25, 25, and then 50% wide open. It's more like probably the real way in today's society is 12.5, 12.5, than 75% exclusivity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, exclusive, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like 75% of the people are people fighting and paying as much as they can. 12% and 12% pretty much are people from Pittsburgh and people from Dallas, whoever they play in the Super Bowl. But I think that we're getting into close to it's just 100% people trying to get their hands on tickets. Wait till next year when it's in Vegas. The money that people will be paying to get in an Allegiant Stadium will be absurd. Which I don't I never am this guy that I'm like, I can't believe. Hey, look, if you're the Prince of Zamunda or wherever, and you have that much money, I'm from the island of Zamunda. If you have that much money, I never begrudge you and go, why in the world when there's people starving? Hey, your money's your money. If you want to pay $7 million to sit at the 50-yard line, I'm not one to question you. I just wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never that guy that tells you how to spend your money.
The concern to me is the Super Bowl, I think a lot of fans have made their peace with, hey, even if my team goes, I'm probably never going to see it. It cannot now funnel down to the conference championship games. That would be massively depressing, I think, right, to a bunch of fans, because experiencing it here at home with your people and being able to celebrate in your streets and have a good time that way afterwards is so valuable, because the average fan has an opportunity to do that. Not saying those aren't expensive, they are, but the average fan, that's much more realistic as opposed to, let's say, go to this conference championship game in a neutral site where then you got to pay for the flight as well in the hotel and everything that comes with it. I just hope that does not change. The Super Bowl is one thing. That would really suck.
They do it in college, though. And it works.
Yeah, and they're going to do it even more so in college going forward, right? Because the playoffs expanded. You're going to have, you know, your team might play multiple games out at neutral sites.
I think it ultimately becomes the same thing. Like, for an ACC championship, I think it's different. Like, I was there for the Orange Bowl. That was different. I think for the college football playoff, I was looking at some of those prices. Those real fans get left out, too. I mean, to me, it's just tough because it should be more about the majority of your fans. For the Super Bowl, again, I've made my peace. But for everything else, I'd like the majority to be able to experience these things. And they just can't.
Like, I've been to Final Fours. And they buzz. Mm-hmm. I like those. But I don't know. They're so big that you can find your way in.
Mm-hmm.
It's a basketball game in a gigantic football stadium. So you can find your way into there. And I didn't find the ticket values to be exorbitant. You might sit on the roof, but you can make your way in. But I like in the Super Bowl, and I was telling my son this, he wanted to go to the Daytona 500, which is this in a couple weeks. I said, no, that's like let's go to Michigan, or let's go to, that's an event. The Daytona 500 is much like the Super Bowl, where that's not a real race. It's right. An artificial construct of what the thing is.
Yes. The race is the smallest thing that's happening at, like, even the Super Bowl. The game is like, unless you're watching it obviously on TV for the commercials and, like, you know, the halftime shows of that nature, but the game's the smallest part of the Super Bowl.
And I think about where it's come since the 80s or 90s, and then imagine where it's going to go.
Oh. Right.
That's the part, too, that is very interesting to me.
It'll be
where is the Super Bowl in 20 years?
In a different country.
Probably. It'll be in Qatar. Yep. It'll be in UAE.
London.
It'll be in London.
Yep.
Dubai.
Yeah. Somewhere like that. One would think it's going there.
It'll be a private jet event.
We never thought you could have a professional team play one game, let alone have the home base in Las Vegas. We're having a Super Bowl there. Right. We're only 8 years, 6 years removed from shutting down fantasy football.
Yeah.
Kind of meetings there.
I don't think we're all that far off from the Super Bowl being a pay-per-view event. I heard the former ESPN executive talk about that on a podcast a year ago, where he said, I wouldn't be surprised if that's where that winds up going to. You got to pay $50 to watch the Super Bowl, because it's all about how much money can you rake in. And that's not, we're all going to watch the NFL, but the NFL gets off on being able to do these things and screw your everyday fan because they know that we're hopelessly addicted to their product.
So lesson learned here, enjoy Steelers, Bengals in freaking November down at the stadium, all right? All right, rooting for, well, it is, right? Isn't that the lesson learned? Before they take that away. Right? Lesson learned. Rooting for, rooting against coming up next. Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus, top of the hour. We have a lot to talk about with Brad. That's all next.
Pitt UNC tomorrow in Chapel Hill at 7 o'clock. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:30 right here on 93.7 The Fan. Listen.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
On your Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, your Odyssey app. Headlines powered by Bowser Subaru.
All right, Brad Spielberger in 13 minutes from right now, Pro Football Focus. Salary cap questions for Brad, some questions about the Super Bowl, all of that. He's going to be spectacular. He always is, so there's that. And wait till you find out where Pitt is playing next year. Doran, you'll be headed off there. We'll tell people about that at about 8:27 a.m. No, about 8:22 a.m. today. You'll be headed off there. It's going to be a wonderful locale. Man, this is going to be already football schedule's coming out. Love we'll it. Get through the summer, the fall. Wham! We're there. But right now, how about rooting for, rooting against? No, wait. You're supposed to say, I say, so what you rooting for? And then the guy says, so what you rooting for?
Yeah, I don't know why he jumped the gun like that.
He did. He jumped the gun. A little premature there. So, Doran, what you rooting for?
Yeah, it seemed like he was pretty excited. Tomorrow's National Signing Day for all the college football players out there. Well, potential college football players out there. I'm rooting for all those kids. All those kids that will sign their letter of intent. Very nostalgic for me. I remember sitting in the West Allegheny Library signing my letter of intent to go to the University of Pittsburgh.
Only time you're ever in there.
Honestly, was. Yeah, you're right. I'm glad you brought that up. You're right. That is the only time I was in there. It was a good time, too. No, I'm rooting for all those kids that are signing their letter of intent tomorrow. Go chase your dreams and make the most of it.
It's also the only time that they ever use a fax machine.
It is.
Still.
I wonder if they still, they still do
that. I don't know.
That's a good question.
E-sign? I don't know how it works now.
That's a
damn
good question.
Do they still use a fax machine for this? Chris LaSalle is standing there with the paper rolling off. Here you go, coach. Came through.
You ever
fax.
Call one by accident?
Oh, yeah, and you get that in. Right in your ear.
Ooh.
It's exactly how it sounds. I'm not going to do it again.
The most distinctive sound in the world. The fax machine.
Anyway.
Rooting for the new podcast, Fifth Avenue Faceoff. Going to talk Pens a couple times every week with Eric Tangrady, former Penguin. And guests in general talking hockey. We will launch it tomorrow on Odyssey or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Fifth Avenue Faceoff. Excited to get it started. Been working on it for a while. So, rooting for it. Rooting for you to like and rate and review and subscribe.
AUDACY, your Thank Odyssey you. App. I'm rooting for Brock Purdy getting another shot. His UCL torn, going to be a 6-month recovery, and Tom Brady's going to be out there, and they haven't achieved what they want to in San Francisco, and he's going to be tempting, and that's interesting for us, but I'm rooting for Brock Purdy because he deserves to come back and get another opportunity with more time to prepare once he does get healthy to be the quarterback of the 49ers. He went back into the game and he didn't have a UCL. Toughness. Good for that kid. I hope he gets another opportunity.
I'm told scan signatures now from somebody whose son is signing tomorrow so to play baseball. All right, here we are. So I'm rooting for – you know what they need more place of? I don't feel like they went away with the pandemic. I just feel like they're dwindling in time. There needs to be more places that have good takeout or even eat-in, deli-ish kind of places where I can get a good bowl of soup. Now, look, Eden Park, no, I don't need to go get soup. It's all right. But, like, I need a real deli. I go to one – there's one place on 19 that I like by North Allegheny High School. They have a good – like, a good rotational soup place where I can get a good – where they have a big thing, like a big cauldron every day. And, like, today is split pea soup. Tomorrow's tomato soup. Normally Friday is tomato soup. Potato soup on Monday. Chicken noodle soup on this day. I need to get a good bowl of soup because it's soup weather. And, man, there have been a couple places that were my mainstays, and they kind of shut down. I go to – there's one place, Zupa, it's called, on 19. That's really good. They have good soup. But, you know, you go in there, you get a sandwich, this, that. I got to find good soup. There needs to be more good soup places.
I have one of those right by my house. Oh, I had some good soup yesterday,
what
too.
You have?
I got a sandwich. I got a turkey sandwich, and I had some broccoli cheddar.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was so good.
Do you look at the calories in that?
Nope.
That gets you. No. But it's so good.
It's so good.
Oh, was it cheese just like melting on top of the broccoli?
Every bite that I had in my sandwich, well, then it had a little slurp of soup. It was fire.
Did you dip your sandwich in it?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I love soup. Anyway, rooting against.
This Kayvon Thibodeau cat, that is a defensive end, the outside linebacker. I call him a defensive end because that's what I saw whenever I played tight end.
He was on the Twitter yesterday, huh?
He's been everywhere. He's just calling guys out. Joe Staley is going to be a Hall of Fame offensive lineman. He called him out, said, I don't know who you are. He called out Jeff Saturday. He was like, I don't know who Jeff Saturday is. Now Jeff Saturday is not a great head coach, but Jeff Saturday was an unbelievable offensive lineman. I'm so sick of these guys not paying respects to the guys that came before them. You're disrespecting the game. You're not bigger than the game. I know that you're a good young player, but show respect to the guys that have been putting the time in and earned their stripes. I'm sick of this guy just calling guys out, acting like he doesn't know anybody. It's ridiculous.
Guys can be going after those knees next fall.
Jeez,
I'm rooting against my iPhone reminding me of my own mortality. You know how you get tips or like after you update your phone? I got one yesterday. Add a legacy contact. You can designate someone to access your Apple ID following your death. It literally says that in the little thing that pops up on the screen. I don't need to think about that right now. Hopefully I got a long way to go, Apple. Thank you very much. Don't remind me of my mortality.
When I die, I don't want anybody looking at my phone.
It's a good call.
At all.
Especially browser history.
Yeah.
Incognito.
Incognito mode, buddy.
Yeah.
The real ones know. I'm rooting against spoilers. I'm watching The Last of Us, and it takes me 3 days to go through one episode because I have a kid and I wake up at 3 a.m. every morning. This show has been awful for my social life. Love you guys. And all over the place online, I'm scrolling through. I follow hockey people. I follow football people. I follow baseball people. And I'm getting spoilers. And it's the worst. Get out of here with the spoilers. I try to mute things on Twitter, but there's only so much you can do. So rooting against spoilers.
I'm rooting against this guy or lady. I don't care what you want to do with your own body. But whenever you start to jeopardize others, you're just a jack wagon. Dateline Monroeville, this from WPXI. A fire broke out at a UPMC hospital room late Sunday night after a patient attempted to light a cigarette while on oxygen, a hospital representative told Channel 11. Nearby patients were immediately located to other units, according to UPMC representatives, and four employees were evaluated and treated. Now, if you got the need for nicotine, that's fine. But working a tube inside the hospital and while you're on oxygen is just disaster waiting to happen. I don't care if you blow your own face up. I don't. Really. That sounds non-compassionate. And that's fine. Accuse me of that. But if you're going to blow your own face up, make sure it's in an area where you don't potentially blow other people up, especially those there for treatment. My gosh. I'm rooting against that person and their ridiculous need to have a cigarette in the hospital while on oxygen. Brad Spielberger next. That's fair, I think, to root against that person. Come on.
It's cold outside, though, Colin.
I guess. It is cold, and I'm going to tell you about it. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, Silverados, Colorados. Back in stock with a great selection. Stop in online, too, at sunchevy.com. Partly sunny. I'm seeing no sun at all. High in the low 30s.
That's the weather.
Sure is. Window Nation there for you right now. It is home show season right now. And Window Nation's bringing the home show savings rate to you. Get 0%.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.